This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is 7 after the hour. Hi, I'm Doug Steffen, presenting to you on the DJV show the likes of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. In fact, not the likes. This is not a hologram on the radio. It really is Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen. All right, so who has an item that they would like to start out? Hit it out of the park. In this hour, nobody's got a home run. Come on, Jennifer.
So excited.
Home runs.
A couple of trending stories first. One of the funniest things to come out of the state dinner hosted by the Trumps for the first time for the French President Emmanuel Macron and his wife Bridget
Macron
was actually the focus on the wines, because there was some criticism and not much. Melania actually got a free pass, not a free pass because she worked hard, but the media didn't attack her too much for her work on the state dinner. But there was some staring and snootiness, if you will, as to the wine selection. Now, you know I'm a sommelier. And
there was a wine snob. Yes, I know that.
That's right. Mm-hmm. There was a debate about whether or not the Trumps should have offered the guests French wine or American wine.
Really?
Many of the critics say that they should have offered French wine as a tribute to France's booming wine industry, but instead they offered two wines from Oregon and one wine from California, from Northern California, from, of course, the Napa Valley area. And that's caught a lot of attention and a debate as to if they did the right thing by choosing American-made products.
You know, I was
thinking they're French. But they're hang on one second. Though. Yeah. But they're French vines. That's why they chose them.
That's true. So, Pinot Noir. They're French varietals. Yes.
Yeah, but I think they actually. I was reading something on CNN when they were detailing all the things about the dinner, and I think that they were actually vines that were transplanted from France to Oregon.
Really.
I think that's one of the reasons why they were chosen. So I thought that was a really smart choice. I thought that kind of sounded perfect.
Mm. The blend.
Well, it is true that you can take things like that and graft them onto other.
Yeah.
You can do it with trees. You can. It's a hybridization, in a manner of speaking.
Because they said that volcanic soil in Oregon was really suited to the vines from France.
It is. It's suited to a lot of things. You grow anything you grow in volcanic soil will be absolutely anything, whether it's a vegetable, whether it's
a lot of minerals and nutrients. Absolutely.
Whether it's flowers, doesn't make any difference what it is. Stuff grown in volcanic ash will be fabulous. It really
so I say, one. So basically, that's a stupid thing to try to criticize what seems to have been a lovely evening. So on those people, that's
all right.
Yeah, I was
right.
Well, I was wondering the same thing yesterday when we were going through the list of everything that they were going to eat and drink. But it also feels like when you go somewhere, especially on a diplomatic visit, then you eat and drink things that are from that country. So it makes sense.
That's what I was going for.
If you're coming from France to America, they drink French wine all the time. If you're eating and drinking in America, then you should drink American wines.
Now, the real question is, though, Jen, since you are a sommelier, how good were the wines that they served?
Were they actually really good? Yeah, they picked lovely wines. Wines that I think were a bit unexpected, especially because I didn't think the focus would be on quality wine, since President Trump is not a wine person himself, but they picked some lovely wines. I wouldn't have turned them down.
Good.
All right.
Also trending, one more.
I was going to do another wine.
Another wine story. Go for it.
I'm looking at the news when it comes to global wine production, global wine consumption. Apparently, the number of people who are using wines from around the world going down. The data is from the International Organization of Vine and Wine. Sounds like a
clearly
German
I need to do my part. Come on, ladies.
The most recent harvest produced 25 billion liters of wine, which is down about a billion liters from the year before. decline driven by weak harvests in key markets like Europe and South Africa. Shortage has caused the wholesale price of basic wine in Italy to jump 74% over the previous year, according to the European Commission. That's a lot. Price up 45% in Spain, 10% in France. Analysts say the producers, dealers, and retailers are going to absorb some of the price hikes, but consumers are going to pay more as well, especially for the cheap stuff. So it wasn't yesterday, the day before, we were talking about Target selling $5 wines.
Yeah, rosé.
Probably going to last for about 5 minutes. The European wines. Is that where rosé? Where's rosé come from? Can you get?
It comes from all over. Rosé is actually a style in making the wine. You can make a rosé out of any red grape, like typically Grenache, sometimes Syrah, and it just means you pull the skins before the wine has a chance to turn red.
Oh, I know. I heard an ad for that wine when I was in France. Que sera, sera, whatever we'll drink. You didn't hear that ad?
I didn't hear that ad.
Because I travel around a lot. All right, so
I know in California we've had some problems with our wine, the wine crop from last year because of all the fires.
Do you know, if you sing to a wine plant, the wine will be better? Did you know that? You sing to anything that's growing.
You sing to any plant.
If you have music around corn, corn will be better. Around broccoli, if you have music in your garden, if you have a garden out in your backyard, open up your window and put music on the ledge and play it and the garden will be better. How many knew that? Raise your hands, please.
Did not
knew
that.
Okay.
Know it now.
Now you know the rest of the story. All right, so speaking of the rest of the story, Jen, Jen, you got one more for us?
Well, just this one is a little harder to swallow than wine.
Oh, really?
Bernie Sanders this week has been getting a lot of attention because he is going to announce a federal jobs proposal that, get this, would guarantee a job with at least a $15 per hour wage and health benefits to every adult American who wants or needs one. He's still in the early stages of crafting this plan, according to the Washington Post, which would provide a job or required training for any American. No details as to how they will actually fund this project, but this is another way to make that government just a little bigger.
Let's hear it for the government. Yay! All right, 14 after the hour. It's been a focus of mine for a long time to make sure that I look well. And I know the ladies here, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, all like to look well. If you look at pictures of all of us, you go to djvshow.com, you see pictures of everybody racing across the screen. And you see one thing that we have in common. We are all possessors of beautiful white teeth, nice smiles. So if you want to see our smile, go to djvshow.com. If you want to have your own smile be as good as ours, then you need to work yourself into trying Power Swabs, clinically studied, patented tooth detergent, whitening agent, makes your teeth nicer, whiter, more beautiful in just 5 minutes. Call now, order Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. That's 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard about it here on the DJV show. You get 50% off the retail price. Get the most beautiful, whitest smile without using those messy strips and trays and ugly stuff. Make your teeth beautiful. Power Swabs does it. 5 minutes is all you need. 800-208-1797. Number to call.
There is a sound no business owner should ever hear. It could mean you're out of ink, paper, or maybe that old printer is done for good.
I think we lost him.
Go to Staples. Staples has low prices every day on a great selection of ink, paper, and the latest printers. Now at Staples, get the HP LaserJet Pro M203DW for $129.99. Staples, your total printing solution.
While supplies last, valid on SKU 244-4436. Expires 4/28/18.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
Coming up on 16 past the hour, this is the DJV show. More good news from our corner here, thanks to a focus on a new promotion. This is going to be cool. Nick Halleck is here. who is from an organization. You know, actually, he's written a book. You're going to like the book. It's called The 5-Day Weekend. The website that we'll have for you, if you want to go check it out, sort of follow along the outline here, cruisenow.info, cruisenow.info. So, Nick, tell us about your book and the theory behind the 5-day weekend.
Well, definitely. The 5-day weekend is about how to keep more money, make more money, and grow more money. So you can add 3 more days to your weekend.
So you learn how to make more money, so you have more time to spend with your own passions, with your family, whatever it is. So how has this come about? Are you the one that's responsible for the focus, for the methodology here?
Absolutely. I mean, 27 years in the making. I mean, I've now traversed the planet over 150 countries, and I've been able to design a life, become the architect of it by understanding how to be more entrepreneurial, having more side hustles to generate more income, to raise your income profile, and now you've got monies to actually invest in assets-wise so you can generate passive income. It ain't going to happen overnight. The 5-day weekend book is a step-by-step approach, a methodology in relation to taking you from where you are to where you really want to be so you can start to live that 5-day weekend lifestyle, declare your entrepreneurial independence, and just buy back your economic freedom.
So we have this thought in America that seems to be moderately unique here in terms of numbers out. We think we're more successful if we work harder and longer. In Europe, that's not necessarily the case. They have shorter work weeks, and they seem to be able to do as much as we do when it comes to traveling and enjoying life. Is that because they've done better with their investments? What's the difference in the mindset and the reality, Nick?
Well, I personally believe here in America, we don't really understand the art of living. And I'll tell you why. Because once upon a time, as a populace, we used to be able to thrive. These days, we just survive, doing whatever it takes just to survive. In other words, working at a job of necessity. And for the listeners listening right now, I came to this country at age 17. After finishing high school back in Australia, and I moved to Hollywood, California. I was chasing the American dream. If you're counting down the days to your weekend, you despise your life. If you're counting down the months to your next vacation, you despise your life. If you're counting down the years until retirement, you despise your life. You see, I don't believe in being busy. I do believe in being productive and being optimized at all times. Now, working 2 days active and being a part of a lifestyle which encompasses 5 days passive, it allows me to build multiple businesses, create products and services that anybody can do right now. I mean, you can look, 50% of what is sold on Amazon is just private individuals here around the United States, what have you, selling things on Amazon. I have a 14-year-old client generating about $25,000 on a monthly basis. 14. My point is, wealth does not discriminate. It's a matter of being resourceful. Yeah. I mean, we need to be more resourceful. We need to take massive action and ultimately take massive action and just participate in our own financial rescue. I mean, if you've got credit card debt, dismantle it. Go out there, drive Uber for a couple of months, dismantle your credit card debt, get your assets back in the gear. Now right. You've got more money to what?
Move yourself ahead. All right, so there's a free 3-day luxury Caribbean cruise that usually is a $700 bill. It's offered to you for free. I don't like that for free. It's complimentary. All you have to do is pay the mandatory port taxes and processing charges. Go to cruisenow.info. Cruisenow.info. Phone number to take advantage of the offer is 800-440-2572. So learn what Nick has been teaching. Learn what we've been talking about here. Take advantage. You can get a free 3-day luxury cruise today by going to cruisenow.info. Get on the cruise, for God's sakes. It's free. 800-440-2572. What a great idea. Nick, thank you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is sort of the theme music that was used whenever Dana Carvey went on to play George Bush, right, on SNL?
When he was the president, yep.
Yeah. Right, yeah. It was a time when Carvey was perhaps best known, in fact, for his impressions of former President Bush, the dad. But unlike SNL's Alec Baldwin, who has an adversarial relationship with Donald Trump, Carvey and Bush Sr. were actually friends. He appeared on Conan's program this week and said, "They welcomed my wife and I to the White House. We really had a good time hanging out with them. We got to know them." He described Barbara Bush as so funny, said he'd never really seen a marriage that was that effortless. "We had so many warm moments with them," he said. "It was a different time. Wasn't scorched earth, angry politics," which is so much of what we all abhor. I'm saying that because I think I'm so sick of this stuff that's going on. It's really nice that we have this sort of thing. And it's just kind of cool that he had that. And so he paid tribute.
It's a testament to the sense of humor that the Bush family had, which become pretty evident to all of us in the passing of Barbara Bush.
Right. I think you're right about that. All right. So some nice words from Dana Carvey. Let's get to some music news here. 25 after the hour on the DJV show. Jennifer, Victoria, and Kara, and you and I listen to another story from NSYNC. What? All right. Jennifer, you want to tell the story?
Because I know how much. I just want you to crank it up.
All right. So crank it up. And then, Jennifer, you tell the story.
Turn
about Lance
this
Bass.
Up. Oh, I love this stuff. All right. So Lance Bass in the news. He is executive producing a new documentary. This is about Lou Pearlman. And Lou Pearlman, for those of you that don't know, is a kind of a bad guy. He was the one who started NSYNC. He got a bunch of the boy bands together, but he was also accused of being a Ponzi schemer. And this documentary put together by Lance Bass is coming to YouTube Red. The Lou Pearlman Project is the working title. It'll debut later this year with Lance Bass on board as executive producer. Lance says, "I'm a documentary filmmaker, and it's one of my favorite things that I do, and it's my passion. So when this subject came up, I've always wanted to cover Lou and see exactly what his life was like. There were so many things I didn't even know about Lou Pearlman until I started doing this documentary. He got the NSYNC guys together along with the Backstreet Boys, O-Town, all the other artists who were founded by Lou Pearlman. Even Justin Timberlake's mom, Lance Bass's mother, they're all providing angles on the Lou Pearlman story that'll be told in this documentary. It'll go into his double life behind his multi-billion dollar pop idol empire and look at his life as a con artist who established himself as a maverick entrepreneur and music producer. It'll serve up the unfiltered story of his remarkable success all the way up to his prison death at 62 just a few years ago back in 2016.
So who's the average person that's interested in this story?
I would totally watch this.
Heartbeat. Really?
Oh, yeah. Because all these bands, it's so fascinating how this one guy, and you look at him, he's this, like, slovenly-looking guy. And
looks like Wiseman.
Very unexpected.
He looks like Wiseman.
And yet he scouted out some of the best talent that defined the 90s music.
Yeah.
And I think this is a really fascinating story. I'm also kind of interested to see what Justin's mom and Lance's mom thought. Because, you know, as a parent, you've got these, like, teenage boys. I wonder what they thought about that guy.
Well, and you have him living a double life where he's conning people, yet he built so many people.
Right.
Not everybody is 100% bad and 100% good. That's what makes life so difficult.
Except for Weinstein. Although somebody must love him so much. This guy reminds me, even looking at him,
of
Weinstein. He's that same cut, and I wouldn't be surprised if there were some of the same activities on his couch as some of these people came along. Why he hasn't been outed? Well, he's dead, so we're making a difference anyway. There are a lot. Is this the kind of person it takes to get people to be successful? Is the question that you ask when you see stories about people like this who have been horrible human beings, but yet they've made good on their promise.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now, 34 at the hour on the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen presenting, ladies and gentlemen, the lovely Jennifer Horn.
Hello.
Is that sexist, by the way, to say lovely?
Yeah, you can always call me lovely. I'll call you the sexist
beautiful
for other things. Yeah.
Victoria, well, call me sexist for what other things?
For other things. Not that.
Give me an example of how I am not sexually acutely aware of differences.
You're pretty evolved.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I reserve the right to change my mind, but you're pretty evolved.
Right. All right, so speaking of that, how many people know what the Center for American Progress is? Raise your hand. Guessing the
book. No idea.
Yeah, really?
Okay. Is it some sort of BS name for a committee that does nothing or does the opposite
it's
of progress?
Yeah. Well, thank you for recognizing that, because it could very well be.
I'm so skeptical of those things now when you look at things, at how they're labeled and what it really means and what they really do.
Right. All right. So by now, Kara has looked up the Center for American Progress and sees that it basically is a policy institute, kind of like the Brookings Institute, only it's left of center. And they've been writing a lot this year in their exposés or whatever. They're taking positions on things like sexual harassment in the workplace. So apparently, according to some documents found by BuzzFeed, they are not able to prevent sexual harassment in their own shop. The organization's union has drafted a memo for the president, Neera Tanden, outlining a lot of concerns that include the action that has, or a lack of action has been taken against those in the company, or the, I don't know, could you call this a company organization, I guess better, those accused of sexual assault there in the workplace, its failure to establish a safe space, failure to inform employees how to properly report sexual harassment. One of the staffers who was sent a lewd message by another staffer was moved to another team after she reported the incident to HR. She then quit, writing in her exit memo that she expected better out of an organization that housed a national campaign on sexual assault. So this, for me, anyway, I'm not one who, because I don't care about politics, frankly, I don't left and right, back and forth. But what this says to me is that this whole business of sexual harassment, sexual innuendo, the sexual problems in the workplace is so deep, it goes into so much of the fabric and fiber of American business, American organizations.
Well, and no one is exempt.
No, that's the point. Thank you, Jennifer. Nobody. So even a group that supposedly writes and tries to take positions and help people who are sexually harassed has sexual harassment rampant in its own organization. And it's everywhere. It really is. It's amazing. It really is. All right, let's find something good. Ready to help your children? Those of you who have young children or young grandchildren, as I do, this is something that ought to be a duh, but it's not with people because of the fixation in the generation that's having children now with devices, with video and with audio and with text and all the other stuff. But I have found this to be the case. I found it with my children, and I'm finding it with my grandson. Child development that the very young learn through relationships and back and forth interactions, including interactions that occur when parents read to their children, is the most important thing you can do to make sure you have a healthy, happy, intelligent child. There's a new study out this week that provides evidence of just how sustained an impact reading and spending time with young children can have. It shapes their social development, their emotional development, in ways that go far beyond helping them just learn language skills and how to read. And I see that with Miles. My God, he so responds to his mother and his father and to me, to his Uncle Brendan, because we read to him. He knows. Now, you read if you... He's the smart little bugger. If you read a book to him once, like the train book that I read to him, and if you skip a word or a phrase, he'll catch you. Well, Gramps, can you go back and read that? He doesn't know what the word is. He can't find it on the page yet, but he knows that you left it out. And this is what
no helps cheating is what he's children.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Don't skip that, Gramps. So this is a movement. And hopefully it'll take hold, a parent-child book movement, potential to help curb a lot of behavioral problems that children are having because parents are not paying enough attention. Why do you have a child? What the hell is the point of you having a child? You're not going to spend time and love and adore and teach that child. There are so many aggressive children around and the hyperactivity because the stuff they're eating is crazy sugar nuts stuff. The three-year-olds in the study who had books read to them that, according to the study, showed improved behavior. They were significantly less likely to be aggressive or hyperactive than three-year-olds in the control group who did not have people read to them. The study looked at the children for a year and a half, closer as they got to school time, found the effects on behavior persisted into their school years. children whose families.
That's an important one,
really
too.
Yeah.
It's not just a temporary thing. These are lasting effects of reading to your kids.
Yeah.
Especially with boys. You know, we've talked so much recently, you know, with school shooters and things like that, and what happened to this generation of young men.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows, maybe this could be a key that we haven't even, you know, I'm sure there's going to be more studying going on. This is pretty big research that just came out. But it's amazing how, I know a lot of psychiatrists always say everything goes back to early childhood development.
Yes, it does.
And so this is one of those big findings.
I was talking about this earlier, Victoria, how our bodies as well as our minds, you're not really fully developed. By the time you're six, your mind is pretty well in shape so that it can learn. That's why they start real school at 5 or 6, because your mind is then able to absorb stuff. But if you are training your children to listen and learn, pay attention, then they will have that much of a step up when they get to school. And then when they go into junior high or high school, they're that much further ahead of the curve. But teaching them how to read, letting them listen to you tell stories. Miles loves the stories from the farm, trucks, all the kinds of stuff, space things. I took him to the airport museum over in Santa Monica, Jennifer, and he just loved going around and seeing how, he doesn't quite understand how flying works, but he knows
right.
The planes are interesting.
I don't understand how flying works, really. Let's be honest.
So,
come on now.
So here's another page on this same thing. This is also good. It says something about a trend, Victoria. I think the vending machines now that you can find here, there, and everywhere. There's one set up in San Francisco in a cafe. Francis Ford Coppola started this in a cafe that he owns in San Francisco. But the company, which is working with him, called Short Edition, is setting up vending machines that dispense short stories. You can select one, two, three, four, 5 minute tales, and they're all free.
Wouldn't that be great at every restaurant? So instead of popping
so
an iPhone
cool.
in front
damn,
of your kid's
yeah,
face,
exactly.
or the devices on the table now at a lot of chain restaurants.
Oh,
yeah.
I know.
Right. So vending machines, if you're a parent or a grandparent, look for these vending machines. See if this doesn't pop up everywhere. I didn't realize when I first saw this they were going to be free. So how does this become an economic reality? Who's going to pay us? Why do they not charge for it?
Well,
or how
really
do they deal
the only investment
charging?
Is the machine, because if somebody's willing to donate their work,
mm-hmm.
you know, that
somebody,
would be the cost.
Yeah. Well,
but somebody like Francis Ford Coppola, who has a lot of money and he has a lot of interest
yep.
for doing community service up there because he's got a winery and everything else that he owns,
yeah.
that's not a terrible idea.
No, it's a great idea. And maybe it'll be one smart national chain, maybe a pizza joint will come along and start it. Speaking of
and
pizza
what great
joints,
exposure for writers, just in general, for people
yeah.
who want to get their works known.
Yeah, exactly. All right, speaking of Pizza Hut, let's get to this. Here's a sports story. Well, I suppose it's food news and a sports story put together. The 78th overall pick of the draft is underway. And Pizza Hut, which replaced, remember during the season, Papa John's opted out and the Pizza Hut folks jumped in as the NFL's official pizza sponsor.
So far, it's paid off for Pizza Hut. They've gotten
apparently.
So much more exposure.
Yeah. All right. So what's the story here, Victoria, with the players who are involved in the draft pick and the supply of pizza? How do the two things go together? How have they been joined?
Well, we've been talking this week about some of the fun ways that some of the teams are announcing the third round draft picks,
yes.
and they're doing some pretty elaborate schemes. And so Pizza Hut has jumped in on this, and so for the third round draft pick, which is the 78th overall pick, that person will win an unlimited supply of pizza for a year. And so when this announcement was made, of course, lots of people on social media joking like, you know, hey, let's hope it's an offensive lineman who needs to gain 20 pounds.
Uh-huh.
before he starts playing, and that's, you know, it's going to cost Pizza Hut a lot of money. But but if you ask why is it the 78th pick, well, that's what they call the pie pick, PI. It's the third round and the 14th choice, 3.14. So it's
pie
the pie
is
pick.
In pi times the radius squared. Is that the same pi?
3.14 pi. Yeah,
yeah.
PI, the pie
really?
Pick. That's why they call it. So it was smart for Pizza
questions.
Hut.
So pizza pie. When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, it's 3.14. Da 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 da.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much, Victoria.
But that's pretty clever marketing, I think.
It is clever.
That's part
of
the pie.
You want to know what else is clever? We're tying things together wonderfully.
Is the answer you?
No, well, yes, it could be. But I'm clever because I figured out that jellyfish are able to operate without a brain because they have a nervous system. How many people knew jellyfish have no brains? But yet they move around in the water. They sense gravity. They guide themselves through the water without a brain. This is being studied because scientists say that the jellyfish lack of brain, but yet its nervous system that it uses is a clue to how our brain developed. So we may, in fact, have jellyfish brains, or originally our brains were like the brain of a jellyfish.
Non-existent. I was going to say we're not that much different than jellyfish.
Maybe in some ways,
Kara. It feels that way sometimes.
It does feel that way sometimes. But I just wanted you all to know that.
Interesting.
Yes, I thought it was. That's why I brought it to the surface.
I just can't. Having grown up at the ocean,
beach.
Jellyfish are the worst.
Yeah, they're gross.
And
they sting.
Well, have you remember horseshoe crabs? You ever see those on the beach?
No, I never had those. I never had those kinds.
No, they were horseshoe. They were.
She was a good girl in college, Doug.
Come on. No.
Where is this going? Please, I'm trying to help people with.
Yes,
I'm
trying to insinuate.
I have seen horseshoe crabs.
Thank you, Kara.
Do they look like a horseshoe?
Yes.
I have no idea what they look like.
Kind of. They're just like a big circle, and then they have like a big shell, and then they've got like a long tail thing sticking out.
Yeah, right.
It doesn't really look like a horseshoe.
They look prehistoric because they've been around for millions and millions of years. They sort of are an outgrowth of the jellyfish conversation. They don't have much of a brain either, but they manage to get around. But then there are a lot of humans who don't have much of a brain. They manage to get around. Yes, they do. All right, here's something that we want to help you. If you were silly at one point in time and you thought somebody pitched you on buying a timeshare in Aruba or the Turks and Caicos or someplace in the Caribbean and you thought, wow, this is great. It's only $200 a month and I can have my own timeshare. Good. Well, yeah, good gets to eh, and then eh gets to and then oh gets to, can I get out of this damn thing? And the answer is yes, you can. By contacting Resort Release, you can get out of your timeshare. How many of you have timeshares? Anybody in your family, Jennifer, got timeshares? Yeah, you've got some.
Yes, my grandpa does.
Yeah, how about you, Victoria? Anybody in your family have a timeshare?
No, but my cousins have definitely traveled using timeshares. If they've liked
it. Sarah, you know anybody who's got a timeshare?
I don't have family, but I have friends, and they're not huge fans of them anymore.
No, they've become they've become an albatross along with other things that we don't like that we've done in our lives. Here's a way to get rid of that albatross. That's called Resort Release at 888-277-7245. You want to get out of the timeshare, call Resort Release. The name says it all. 888-277-7245. They've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. They will get you out. They've got tens of thousands of people out. Sometimes the contracts are so hard to get out of, even they can't do it. But they'll give it the old college try. And if they aren't successful, you don't pay them. 888-277-7245. Resort Release. The name says it all. 888-277-7245.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Ho, Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
After the hour now, time for our weekly visit with Warren Eckstein, who's the host of The Pet Show, a fabulous weekend get-together in which you can call Warren, and or you can send him notes, Facebook, you can go to Twitter and send him questions. How do I take care of this problem with my animal? How do I do that? And I thought perhaps a good way for us to start our conversation today would be to highlight what's going on in Maryland, Warren, where they banned pet stores from selling any pets from puppy mills. The governor signed a bill that keeps retail stores from selling puppies and kittens from the puppy mills. The governor signed the law this week despite pushback from pet store owners, which I thought was interesting, as they try to convince them not to support the legislation. Why would you not support? What's in it for them on either side? Because they could sell dogs. They could go. I would think it would be a brilliant business move, actually, for these pet stores to have a connection with, especially the attention that they're getting, all these adoption agencies and the places where dogs are being held for execution. Why in the world wouldn't they use that as a promotion?
First of all, I'm so glad that, Governor Hogan signed this law. It just makes all the difference in the world. First of all, the number of dogs and cats, it's not just dogs being sold at these pet stores that come from the puppy mills. People don't understand what a puppy mill is. A puppy mill is a concentration camp for dogs. And basically, because I've been to so many and have actually looked into what's going on and rescued dogs from them, what they do is these dogs to them are just bred. They're bred right after another, mother, father. It doesn't make any difference. And then they're horribly, you know, they give the least amount of food, just get them through it. And interestingly enough, a lot of them, people think that most of them are down south. There's a lot in the Midwest and Kansas. But, you know, the Amish are very, very big into puppy mills as well. A lot of people
didn't know that.
Yeah,
no,
they, you know, really. They breed. It's a way for them to make money, as you said. But you hit the nail on the head, Doug. The resolution to the problem, and so many pet stores are doing this right now, is what they'll do is they have dogs and cats coming from local rescues and shelters, have those in the pet store. And they make just as much money because when someone comes in, the whole concept, if you sell a dog, you sell the supplies. Well, if they rescue a dog, they're still going to need the food, the leash, the collar, and everything. So I think more and more pet stores are accepting the fact that maybe puppy mills are not the way to go and maybe rescue dogs are. But here's the bottom line. I had an incredible battle. I used to be on the board and work with the pet industry so much. Yeah. I had a battle with them when I said, this is ridiculous. These puppy mills must be closed. And here was their response to me. Exactly from the president. Warren, we don't care where people get their pets as long as they get them. And I stopped doing the show. I resigned because it's crazy. There are so many dogs that need homes, and the way to go is the pet store should be taking dogs from rescue.
Well, animal control units, welfare organizations, that sort of thing. I mean, it doesn't a day go by that I don't look at any number of places. I'm looking for a dog, have been seriously for over a month. I was telling you off air, I spent probably in the last 3 or 4 days, an hour a day, looking online, and it's like dating. I mean, you look at somebody on a flat screen, how do you know what you're going to get? And so you had a great suggestion. Tell us what you suggested to me. This is for everybody looking for a new pet.
I believe this, and maybe this is just me, okay? People look for a certain type of dog. I believe that whatever dog you ultimately wind up with is going to be part of you. It's going to be your personality. It's going to be your stress level, your anxiety, whatever. So it doesn't make any difference what the dog looks like. You don't fall in love with the outside of a dog. You fall in love with the inside. I can give you a dog with two legs, no ears, that's deaf and blind within an hour. You'd be in love with that dog. It's just the way. So every dog I've ever taken, why did you take that chihuahua? Look, he's teeth are sticking out. He's got no tail. He's got one eye. It doesn't make any difference. I love him just as much.
I look at these bulldog rescues, and I want to take them all. But we went to, Meredith convinced me 3 years ago to go to New York to this puppy, the death camp for puppies down there, and she wanted a particular type of dog, and we looked at, and she said, well, why don't you get one, too? And I didn't really want one, but we decided we were going to get two, and we signed up for two. I was getting one, and she was getting another one. And then we were walking around, and this dog jumped at us from the cage. We hadn't seen her before. And this dog became Millie. And Millie came home with us. The other two dogs didn't. And Millie is now Meredith's dog. Ours, certainly, for a couple of years. I felt like she was at the beginning. She understood, because she was sick at the beginning. She understood how much we loved her, cared for her, and they get it. They do. So what you just said is so true. I didn't know what to expect. She's a fabulous dog, and that's because she's been treated kindly, well-loved, and they certainly appreciate it. They get it.
I'll have one wagon by you in no time at all, dog, I promise.
Yeah, right. Well, I think you just said it. The dog will find me, or I'll find it, but it's, I've been working at it. Maybe I should just let it go. Warren Eckstein, check out The Pet Show.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.